Transitioning us now to state employment law updates, Texas and beyond, is CB Burns. CB is a partner at Kemp Smith in the firm's labor and employment law department. She's also board certified in labor and employment law and licensed in New Mexico. CB, among her many honors, is a fellow in the College of Labor and Employment Lawyers and is ranked in the top tier of labor and employment lawyers in Texas by Chambers USA, Chambers Global. Chambers describes BB as thorough, tenacious, effective, and phenomenal. So for a phenomenal presentation on state law updates, CB Burns.
It's pretty funny that we have BB followed by CB. I don't know, what are the odds of that? If you've been here before, you know I'm usually joined by Chris Benoit. Chris is in the land of the enchanted trying a case in Alamogordo, New Mexico, so he couldn't be here this year, so he wanted me to just let everybody know he hopes to be back in the future. I suppose if he gets a good verdict, he'll be just fine. So, and he's probably glad he's in the state of New Mexico versus Texas, because sort of probably contrary to some of the trends we see in the Fifth Circuit, leaning somewhat now more to employees, we probably don't see that a lot in the Texas appellate court. So we're going to talk about that for the next 45 minutes, what kind of decisions we're seeing out of the Texas courts. And we will start with whistleblower cases in two Texas Supreme Court cases that came out. The first one is the Scott White versus Thompson case. It was a whistleblower case under the Texas Family Code, but it's an employment case because what the facts of the case were, there was a nurse who thought that a minor patient had not, that the parents had not been properly medicating this child. And she took it upon herself to call the school nurse at the child's school to find out had the child been behaving differently because she did not think the child's medication was being adequately handled. The nurse confirmed that there had been some signs of different behavior, and so the nurse went to her supervisor, says, "What do I do?" And she says, "Well, you ought to report this to CPS, Children's Protective Services, or Child Protective Services." So she did. The mother found out, or the parents found out about all this and complained. And ultimately, the hospital fired her, and on their termination document, they said she went, you know, calling the school nurse violated the child's and the family's HIPAA rights. And then going to CPS was should have been thought about more clearly. So she sued, claiming whistleblower. And the issue addressed by the Texas Supreme Court was what is the causation? And they ultimately concluded, just like in virtually every other whistleblower statute, the causation is but for. So the plaintiff has to establish but for the employee's conduct, the employer would not have taken the adverse action that it did. The court went on to say, because she argued, well, in the termination paperwork it says one of the reasons was that I shouldn't have basically gone to CPS, and since that is a protected report, I should win, or I should at least survive summary judgment. Supreme Court said no, because the notice also said you were terminated because you called the school nurse. That was a clear violation of your responsibilities and under HIPAA. You should not have done that. And you can't establish it but for the report to the CPS was the cause of the termination, because it's but for the report or but for the call to the school nurse. So anyway, that's the first whistleblower case. The second one is just handed down on May 3rd, so it's not even in the paper. This is City of Denton versus Grimm. This is where employees of the city complained that a city council member had done something unlawful. So they reported this to law enforcement. And so the question focused on the part of the Whistleblower Act. And of course, we know it. The Whistleblower Act prohibits adverse action against a public employee who reports in good faith a violation of law by the employing governmental entity or by a public employee to an appropriate law enforcement authority. So this focused on, was the report a report of a violation by the employer, the city, or a public employee? And at the Supreme Court level, the court said, no, this is an elected official. She's not an employee of the city, and she has not been emboldened or given any kind of authority by the city to do what she did. So when these employees complained about it, they were not complaining about a violation of law by the city. So that's it for whistleblower. Let's want to move on to Chapter 21, or sometimes we refer to them as TCRA, Texas Commission on Human Rights, although that entity doesn't exist anymore because it's now the Texas Workforce Commission, Civil Rights Division.